What do you do for relaxation, David Hochberg? We were just talking about this. And
yeah. Just, I work out, right? Yeah. I do push-ups. I work out. I mean, you got to keep going. And
working out does relax me.
Yeah, to me it does. You know, it just... You know, I got a steam room. I got to take a steam, right? That's
you got a steam room?
Yeah.
In your house?
I built one.
You built a steam room in your house?
Well, I built the house and put the steam room in the house. Not like I threw it in there afterwards. So I was like, I just wanted one thing. I just wanted a steam room, right? My wife did everything else. She's like, well, you want to come pick the knobs out for the cabinets? I'm like, hard pass.
Yeah.
Like, no,
I don't
shot.
Want the hardware. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do anything. I just want to make sure I can lay down in my steam room. So I got a steam room.
How long does it take you to get it going?
To get the steam room going? About 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is it at? What level of the house? Is it the basement?
You want to come over and check it out, Steve?
Do you use your own steam?
Do I generate my own steam from a steam? Is that what you're saying?
Of course.
Yeah.
All he does is he goes into a room and has no steam in it. He just screams about Tony Preckwinkle for 6 minutes.
Do you have fronds we could whip ourselves with?
I think Steve was trying to go there, and Mary jumped right in over the top. That's good. You guys, listen, there's enough room for all four of us. You guys want to come over and do a schvitz? We'll do a schvitz.
Yeah. 12:30 tomorrow to 1:30.
That's
we
right.
do a schvitz. We feel good, and we come to the show. We'll see if it's... the most relaxing 4 hours we've ever done.
I'll stop off, get some bagels, and we'll do a little schmear, and we'll be all right.
A schmear?
A little schmear. You know, Bertrand knows up by
I
us.
Know that. I go for the schmear.
You go for the schmear. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's delicious.
The towels for the schmear?
No, you put that's the cream cheese for the go with the schmear.
I will say, if we steam with Mary and she starts giggling a bunch, that's not going to be good.
I would laugh in there. I would die. I wouldn't make it.
Especially if we're in our towels.
Towel's optional.
So when you go home and I start Let's Get Legal on Saturday, and you've steamed up this room, essentially, in Studio A.
And you're in D.
You go home, you take a steam, you're all good?
No. I go home and just, it's off to the races, whatever the honey-do list is, right? Mm. So I just keep going, right? And then probably like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, I just collapse. Because it's been a long,
it's
a long day. Get down here, we do breakfast before the show with all the... all the experts, and then you do 3 hours and you just keep going.
Yeah, I just meant when do you steam, at night or in the morning?
When do I steam? I usually get up about 4:15 every morning. I work out and get out of the way and get a steam in. If I have to shave, I shave in the steam room.
Could you bring like a bowl of vegetables in and then they're perfectly tasty by the end of it?
No, but you could. I mean, you could bring anything in there. I don't know how tasty it'll be afterwards.
It's like cooking a carrot in the dishwasher.
Why don't you try it out and let me know how it tastes?
Bring a filet salmon, a salmon filet.
Yeah.
847 says, pick a lucky listener to join the party steam room.
I'm sure my wife would love that if it's of the female persuasion.
What's the lucky part?
Exactly. Not winning.
Steaming with Hochberg. I like that.
We could do that for the Vestathon. Hey, anybody wants to come in for a schvitz? $500?
You got to wear the vest, though.
Whatever turns you on.
$500 to get in, $2,000 to get out.
Exactly. There you go. And we'll have Chicago Police Department.
Right. We'll fit it out.
Well, yeah, we'll have CPD at the doors until you hand over the 2 G's to get out.
You'll be buying them bulletproof socks.
Anything to raise money, Bertrand. You know, I'm all for the cause, buddy. I'm all in.
Okay.
February 22nd. Yeah. Vestathon coming up.
Oh, that's right. It comes up every year. You do it. You do the pancake. You still do the pancake thing, too?
O'Shea does the pancake the next day down at one of the churches, the 1,500 churches in his ward. And we're going to have the bagpipes coming in, and it's going to be a big deal.
Yeah. You always do a great job with that,
David. Oh, thank you.
You're a good man, even though the listeners seem to think that we hate each other.
No. You're like a much older brother than me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Even though I'm older than you.
Yeah, I didn't know a polite way to say that, so I let you say it.
I know.
Mortgage rates. Stuck where they are, huh? What's happening?
Actually, we saw a little bit of a dip, but they're just hovering. Right now, we're like in the low sevens, high sixes, and we were on the way there. We were on the way to the eights. It was kind of scary. And we're solidly still in the sevens, right? We're waiting for some type of... Listen, now that President Trump, hopefully some of his economic policies will be a lot clearer, right? We've got a lot of mishigas going on the first couple of days here, but until he gets his economic policies, is he going to do the tariffs? Isn't going to do the tariffs? What's fluff? What's bluff? And what's real? Then the markets could sort it out, and hopefully calm the markets down a little bit, and we'll see some type of relief.
Right, because the mortgage rates that we pay on our homes are not tied directly to any Fed fund rate. Right. It's its own open market.
The 10-year bond. I mean, that's what, and the men and women at the bond trading floor are trading in anticipation of what's going to happen in the future. Mm-hmm. And the Fed, with the, you know, try to simplify it down as much as possible, is looking at what's happening today. And the men and women at the bond floor that trade bonds are looking for what's going to happen in the future. And they're analyzing, you know, what's going on with these tariffs, what's going on with the future economy, what's going on with jobs, what's going on with, you know, with a bunch of different factors. So hopefully when all of that calms down and clears out and we can have some type of normalcy, the bond market will rally and we'll get lower rates.
Yeah, but as of now, yeah, right?
Yeah.
We'll tap more into this in a moment. But the 847 says, I have a sauna in my house. Maybe David and I could swap sometimes.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the difference between a sauna and a steam room?
Sauna is dry heat. And the big thing right now is the infrared sauna, where I guess it cooks you on the inside and helps you lose weight. That's not cooks you on the inside.
That's so good.
But supposed to help you burn fat on the inside. So that's a dry heat. I got the steam. So it gets up to like 125, and you just lay there and you do whatever you do while you're in the steam.
All right.
Sweat your rear end off. It's awesome.
David Hochberg will continue this conversation on the other end of traffic and weather. All right, Hochberg, what do you want to talk about here?
A couple things. Shout out to the number over the past 24 months of mortgage professionals that have not renewed their license is over, I believe it's 165,000. So we've lost in my industry probably a third of the loan originators in just the past 24 months. So
how have you not stopped?
Because I don't know what stopping is, right? You just got to recreate yourself, right? Like, podcasting, we started doing podcasting, you know, the show helps out a ton, do a lot of charity stuff. I donated $5,000 to Team Hochberg did to the Salvation Army. I'm going out there Tuesday to educate the folks living at the Freedom Center on Tuesday at 8:30 about credit. So those individuals that are transferring out of being incarcerated or having challenging times can learn how to rebuild their credit. And we're going to set up, if you pass this class that we're setting up, the first 10 are going to get $500 secure Team Hochberg secured credit card from Kane County Teachers Credit Union to help them use that as a reward for finishing the program, which I figured it's a hand up, not a handout. So that's the stuff, right? You just keep yourself relevant and stay in touch with your clients and try
to do that.
Try to, well, you know,
I mean,
you're a happy client, hopefully happy. And, you know, you just got to recreate yourself, right?
I feel like you also then identified, hey, this is a time of this is happening. What about reverse mortgages? Start talking about that sort of stuff, right? Like, identify what in these current climates
could you
help
through the hump, right? To get you over the hump. I'll tell you where we're doing a ton of listeners, kids that are buying their first home. I got three this weekend. Young man, firefighter, buying his first home. Mom and dad are giving a gift. He saved a ton of money. He's buying his first home. It's great, right? So we're getting that next generation, 28 to 32, that are finally listening to their parents, that they've gone online and they find that the information online is not accurate. Because I've Googled stuff. I mean, I've chat GPT stuff, and it's wrong. As great as of a tool it is, I'm like, I said, hey, what are the conforming loan limits this year? And they still had last year. So I'm like, what? I said, well, this information's wrong. Then they updated again. The information they sent me again is wrong. So you have to be careful, and we're getting a lot of that. And then the other thing we're keeping in front is educating the public as to the different ways in this market, right? It's a different market. So what we're seeing is price reductions in this market. And everybody thinks, oh, yeah, let's take the $10,000 price reduction. No, don't take the. It's great you got $10,000. Build it back into the loan. Use that $10,000 as a closing cost credit. Use that to get a 1.0 buy down or a 2.1 buy down, which drops the interest rate one full point below the start rate or 2 full points below the note rate. There's a lot of benefits in there. So educating the public what that's all about.
Right. Don't save $10,000 over the life of a 30-year loan. No. Use the $10,000 right now to get the lower rate.
Because that's what it costs you to get in with closing costs and cost to close. You got to buy a full year's worth of insurance. Insurance, it used to be $1,500. Now it's $2,400, right? It's $200 a month instead of $125 a month. So you got to come up, a buyer's got to come up with the first full year's worth of insurance before they own the buy the home. That's not a cost. That's not a closing cost. That's a cost to close. Mm-hmm. Then in addition to that, you got to pay your first month's worth of mortgage ahead of time. And a lot of the people are like, oh, you're going to skip a month. You don't skip a month. Banks don't earn billions of dollars a quarter and get to be on high-profile corners with glass and brass by letting people skip months
right.
when they buy homes. No, you're paying for that, and you're bringing that money in. And yes, then you don't have to make the next month's mortgage payment because you make it at the closing. And these are the things that we try to educate and inform our listeners and our customers. And that's why we're still here, and the other people are not.
Got a text from the 224. David, we need to remodel our kitchen and a couple bathrooms.
Yeah.
Should cost about $100,000. Should we refinance the house, home equity loan, HELOC? We currently have 4% on our mortgage.
There you go.
We owe $125,000. Mm-hmm. The house is worth $325,000.
Okay, well, there's your answer, right? The 4% mortgage is what the key is. If they go online and try to and ask that question, the online lender's going to be like, let's refinance you.
Right.
We're going to put you into a rate of 6 point whatever you're going to pay.
Like a cash-out refi.
Yeah, cash-out refi. You're going to pay a ton of closing costs to get that low rate when the rate should be in the sevens, right? Mid to high sevens. But an online lender is going to tell you, oh, yeah, we get you a low rate and absolutely drill you in discount points to sell you the rate, not the payment. I sell the payment, not the rate. And so in that person's example, since they have a 4% loan, they got $100,000 mortgage, you take out a home equity line of credit in the sevens, right? Now, if the person said, hey, I'm sitting at seven, okay, and I need 100 G's, then it most likely makes sense to do a cash out refinance. But if you're in the twos, threes, and fours in that situation, do not refinance your home. Call me. I'll introduce you to my team at KCTCU, King County Teachers Credit Union. We make nothing on the transaction. It's just a straight referral, and they will take care of you because that's the best
for a home, for a HELOC.
Home equity line of credit.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And that $100,000 would cost you about $800 a month.
Okay.
Instead of refinancing your 123 up into the sevens to pull out the extra $100,000. It doesn't make sense.
Plus, you don't have to use it all at once, right? If you go,
no.
This person's saying kitchen and a couple bathrooms, you can kind of spread it out.
You start paying juice on the money when you take it out of the HELOC.
Right. 773 says, David rocks. Great advice on a higher credit score. I was at a 400 5 years ago. Now I'm at a 750. Now I'm the one turning down credit cards. That's
phenomenal.
Cool.
That's great. Yeah. Textures like that, right, is what keeps me going. You know, you're like, what keeps you going? It's helping people. I don't even know who that person is, right? So, you know, that person right there, that texter, is in a better situation and is smarter today than they were 4 years ago. And it's helping other listeners or their friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors who think that, oh, yeah, let's use your debit card. Worst financial decision you can make. Use a credit card. Pay it off
every month.
Pay it every Friday.
I was just going to say, that's the one thing you told me.
Every Friday. And what did it do to your scores?
At least 15, 20 points
You're
higher.
You're welcome.
And I was already doing pretty good. And that
you were great.
Me, yeah, and that bumped me up even higher.
Yeah.
Just every Friday morning, wake up, boom, pay whatever I have on.
John, it's these little tweaks that people need to do, right? You want to lose weight? Put the fork down. Don't eat after 8 o'clock. Get on the treadmill. Right, or start walking. It's those little things. The same thing with the credit. You want to go from 450 to 750? Great. It's not going to happen overnight.
Nope.
Okay. It's paid off every Friday. Don't buy crap you don't need with money you don't have. And 4 years later, you're at 750 like that texter.
For sure. Well, I also think it's like these things are like a snowball effect. We got to go. But
sure.
It builds, right? You get 100%. 10 points high. You get excited. It's like saving. It's like saving for retirement. Yeah. You get the first 1,000. You want to get the 10,000. You get to 10,000. You want to get to the next one. There's a cyclical snowball to it.
Thanks.
Where can people call and reach you at, my friend?
Go to our website, 56david.com. You can call us 855-563-2843. Pack show this Saturday after House Smarts with Lou and before you.
The warm-up act to Let's Get Legal.
I am the warm-up act to Let's Get Legal.
See you in the steam room.
Thanks, buddy.